Aser Timi Tshuva, the 10 days of Teshuva. The Gemara says, we learn it from Naval. There's a story in the Tanakh, in the Novi, of the guy, Naval HaKarmeli, lived in Haifa. And David was running away. So Shaul wanted to kill him. He had no food. He sent messengers to Naval. Naval was very rich. If he can give him, spare some food for him. And Naval said no. And you know, he says that David drafted some people. He was on the way to kill him. The question is why? Why he wants to kill somebody? He doesn't want to give him food, so that's why he deserves death. Why he wants to kill him? So on the way, he met Nabal's wife, Abigail, and she told him, you're not a king yet, even though that you're a king, but you're really not a king. Nobody knows about you. He doesn't have to listen to you. Leave him alone. At the end, this guy Naval died. It says in the Novi that he died after 10 days. And from that story, we learn the concept of Aser Timi Tshuva. From the Torah, I don't know. From the Torah, it's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But it was a concept. Concept of 10 days of Teshuvah. What the Gemara says, that we are like Beinonim. We are like the middle class. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at us and those, what we call those 10 days. How do we behave? So how do you know that? How do you know Hashem is looking at you at 10 days? Maybe it's only Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, yeah, you see it from Naval. So Naval died after 10 days. So why the Novi tells you, no, it's not a story. He says, what's the story? This guy Naval did not want to give food. And then it says, the Novi is a so-called Hashem. Hashem killed him. Hashem killed him in 10 days. Why the Novi has to tell us it's in 10 days? It's to tell you, it's a thing, a concept of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, that if so-called, if Naval would have done Teshuvah, so he would not have died. He did not do tshuva. He did tshuva on what? He didn't want to give food to David. What's the sin? What was the sin? Major sin. You know the major sin? Maybe it was not on the side of David. Maybe it was the side of Shaul. At the time Shaul was the king. Shaul was the king. And Shaul thought that David is his enemy. And Shaul wants to kill David. Okay, so David is running away, and David has no food. So he sent people to Naval. Naval, you know, he's ethnic, you know. He doesn't want to give him food. So that's for this, he says Hashem waited for Naval to do Teshuva. And because he didn't do Teshuva, Hashem killed him. Now Naval is dead. And the Gemara says, you see, I said Teshuva. You look at the Novi. Where is the Teshuva? I thought I said Teshuva is I did a sin. That I should do a Teshuva on something that I did. And in the meantime, Naval didn't do anything. Well, he didn't say the right words, but again, Naval had a point. Says David is running away from his father-in-law, from Shaul. Shaul wants to kill him, and David needs food. Okay, so he doesn't want to give him food. So the whole Aser Timi Tshuva based on that story of Naval. It's amazing that you expect that Naval did a major sin and Hashem is waiting for him to do a teshuva. He did a teshuva, he died. Nothing. Nothing. By the way, Dari says this guy Naval is in Gan Eden today. If you read the word Naval backwards, is Lavan. So Dari says this guy Naval is really Lavan. Laban came back to this world as Naval. That's really Yaakov's father-in-law. And he died now, he got a tikkun because of his death. They say Shabbat is called Shabbat Teshuvah. It's called. There are some opinions refer to this Shabbat, not like this Shabbat. Refer to this Shabbat. If Am Yisrael would have kept one Shabbat, they would be redeemed. Maybe Shabbat Teshuvah. Maybe Shabbat Teshuvah. It's called Shabbat Teshuvah. They say, why it's called Shabbat Teshuvah? Why? Why they gave a name? Say, because this is the Haftarah, the special Haftarah you're going to read. It's Shabbat before Yom Kippur. Haftarah starts Teshuvah. Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, ki rashata ba'avonecha. Navi Hoshea, his last chapter, it says, Teshuvah Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. Special Haftarah. Please, a person do Teshuvah. It's very similar, you see exactly the same words in the Torah anyway. But nevertheless, because the Haftarah reads that, so it doesn't mean anything, the name. Doesn't mean anything, the name. But it says it's called Shabbat Teshuvah because of that Haftarah they're going to read. What's the Haftarah? Navi Hoshea. This is the Gemara, I'm going to tell you something. Torah tells us the brothers decided to kill Yosef. So Reuben told them, throw him into the pit. And the Torah says, why Reuben had this idea to throw him into the pit? Lashivu el aviv. The Torah is a witness that tells us the reason why Reuben said to throw Yosef into the pit, because he wants to bring Yosef back to his father. Says the Gemara, you Reuben, you started the first time the movement of Tshuva. Chayecho, Hashem said, I promise you that your great-great-grandchild is Hoshea, he's going to say the same thing. Shuvah Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, do Tshuva. I said, who? Hoshea, what are you telling me? As I'm telling you to do Teshuvah, and I'm telling you something that you don't understand what I'm saying yet, but I'm telling you the reason why you're saying it, because your great-grandfather was Reuben. And he said to throw Yosef into the pit in order to bring Yosef back to Yaakov Avinu. So all asked, what do you mean? Teshuvah, I'm Rashon di Teshuvah, after he ate from the tree, finally. Cain killed, after he killed Hevel, did Teshuvah. I said, what is the idea that Hashem says to Reuben, you know, I'll grant you with your grandson that this is Shabbat Teshuvah. And so this Shabbat Teshuvah, what is this? You're going to read a chapter from Navi Hoshea. Who is this guy? A grandson of Reuben. That because Reuben wanted to bring Yosef back to his father, it's very nice that Reuben wanted to bring back to his father. It's very good. But at the end of the day, the truth of the matter is that the whole tragedy is because of that idea. So Chachamim said that Reuben should have picked up Yosef and run with him. Whatever the brother would have done. The advice was not the best advice. At the end of the day, they sold Yosef. You see, they listen to Reuben, right? They listen to him, yeah? If they listened to you, they would have listened also. They said, so, it's no explanation now. They said, throw him into the pit, he'll die in the pit. He'll die in the pit. He wants to go back and pick him up from the pit. So they said, let him run with him now. It's only a thought. He wanted to save Yosef. But he didn't save Yosef. He didn't save Yosef. We are in exile today because the brother sold Yosef. So the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Yoma, tells us that Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, Lifnei mi atem etarim mitaretchem. So, who is the entity that you're going to purify yourself? And who is the entity that purifies this, yours? Purify yours. Avichem Shebashamayim. Amik v'metar et atmeim, v'kodesh boruch v'metar es Yisroel. I don't know exactly what it means when you read the Mishnah, what it means exactly. The mikveh does is purification. A person goes inside, he comes out, so also Hashem does it. What does it mean? So the Gemara tells us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a video of all the Chachamim. And when he got to the video, he saw Rabbi Akiva, and he saw in the video, can you imagine, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the episode, what's going to be in a few thousand years later. And he showed him that Rabbi Akiva is saying a lecture. And Rabbi Akiva is saying a lecture, and Moshe does not understand exactly the lecture. Can you imagine? That actually the Gemara says, in a way, Rabbi Akiva was bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu in Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu reached level number 49 in Bina, but Chasrim Mat Melokim, and Rabbi Akiva reached the gate 50. It's a very, very strange thing to say. Somebody was bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu in Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu delivered the Torah to us. The Torah says, "Lo kam naviv Israel." There was no ever prophet like Moshe. Okay. When we call Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, really we should have called Rabbi Akiva Rabbeinu. Rabbi Akiva was bigger. It's very strange. So the Gemara says that Moshe sees the video, and Moshe says, "Ah, I don't believe it." And actually, one of the Chachamim say. One of the Medrash, I think. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem begged him, go, redeem Am Yisrael from Mitzrayim, from Egypt. So Moshe said, Shlach, Nabi, at Shlach. And one of the opinions of the Gemara says, Moshe said to Hashem, Rabbi Akiva. Send Rabbi Akiva. Maybe it's after the video, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the video, and he sees Rabbi Akiva is saying a lecture, and he does not understand exactly what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Very, very strange. Tell somebody, Rambam says everybody can be Rabbi Akiva. Also very strange. Rambam says everybody can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's very strange. Everybody can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rabbi Akiva is bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a little bit depressed. And Hashem shows him the video and shows him also the lecture that Rabbi Akiva is going to give. And the lecture Rabbi Akiva gives, he said that that's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant. This is called Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, at that moment, then Moshe Rabbeinu was not impressed anymore. He said, oh, okay, Rabbi Akiva quotes me, and I'm Moshe Rabbeinu, okay. Otherwise, Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone into depression. He says, I'm Moshe Rabbeinu, and I don't understand what this rabbi is saying. But again, what's behind it? How can it be such a thing? How can a person understand that? And then the Gemara asks, so Moshe Rabbeinu asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, oh, so what's going to be with this guy? Who is this guy? All of a sudden you see that the Romans kill him, and then they cut his flesh off. And people used to come and buy pieces of the meat of Rabbi Akiva. They want to eat it. They want to be smart about Rabbi Akiva. He used to sell pieces of meat. The Romans. Rabbi Akiva was 20 years in jail. He died exactly the same day he was born. He died 120 years old. He was in jail 120 years. They tortured him over there. So the Gemara tells us a story like this. It's a Gemara in Tanit. So once was a drought. And Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, this is Rabbi Akiva's rabbi, he was the Chazan. And he said, the Gemara says, 24 paragraphs of begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain. And no rain. And after Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva went to become the Chazan. And became the Chazan, and rain started to come. Everybody was called, of course. And I said, look, this is Rabbi Elazar HaGadol. And look, no rain came. And this guy, Rabbi Akiva, is a student, and already much bigger than him. Comes the Gemara and says, at that time, Rabbi Akiva was not as big as the Gemara describes him later. And the Gemara says, you want to know why rain came when Rabbi Akiva prayed and not when Rabbi Elazar prayed? It's not to do how big you are. It's a mistake. In life, a person living a mistake, knows the Shas, he writes books. No. Gemara says, has to do with one thing. If you overcome your habits, Mavir Midotav. This is the Gemara, this Rabbi Akiva, Mavir Midotav. Rabbi Eliezer, no. Rabbi Eliezer, but if he said, he never goes back. This is my way. That's what I have to do. I don't give up. I don't change my mind. Rabbi Akiva, the opposite. I said the Gemara says, I tell you what Rabbi Akiva prayed. The Gemara says, well, Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara says, said 24 pieces of praying. Rabbi Akiva went and said two sentences. This is really maybe the root of our prayer, Avinu Malkeinu. Because that's what Rabbi Akiva said. The first time he said, Rabbi Akiva said, Avinu Malkeinu, Ein lanu melech ela ata. Our Father, our King, there is no King besides you. And he said, Avinu Malkeinu, Lema'ancha, or Lema'anach, Rechem Aleinu. For your sake, have mercy on us. And then the rain started to come. That's it. Not long davening, nothing. It's Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, the Gemara describes him the biggest ever. Ruach HaKodesh, everything. This little guy, Rabbi Akiva, at the time was not the big Rabbi Akiva yet. He was able to bring the rain with two sentences and short ones. 2 minutes Shmoneh Esrei. 2 minutes. He said two sentences. The Gemara says, you know why? Because when he prays to Hashem, Hashem listens to him. And Hashem listens to him, not because he's a great man. Because he breaks his habits, he breaks his manners, and he does the opposite what he wants to do. That's the key. It means like this. Gemara says, Masechet Ta'anit, you know, the rain doesn't come because of sins. The Gemara tells a lot of stories about Chachamim. Pray, Zeus, this. What about Kiva? Two little sentences, nothing. Nothing it says. Let's Chachamim say. The first sentence says, Ana melech el ata, this is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king. He says, you cannot make HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king if you have anything about yourself. So it means you are the king. It means if Hashem is a king, it means you're nothing. If you're not nothing, since Hashem is not a king. So you can't tell Hashem, I'm Melech HaKadosh, I'm Melech HaMishpat, he's not for you. You may be Melech, but I'm also Melech HaKadosh. Mechila HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You Melech HaMishpat, I am Melech something else. There's no way to make Hashem a Melech unless you're zero. I have no opinion, I have no idea, I don't want nothing, I don't have anything in my head. They said in Europe, one time was a meeting, a convention of Chachamim. The Baruch Be'er was there. Chachamim Tzor Shiva. And they said, there's one rabbi missing. So
So Bourbet asked, where is this rabbi? Why didn't he come to the meeting? So they told Bourbet, this rabbi has, it's a principe, you say principe in English?
No.
Ever Avraham Tzaka. He has something that he got himself that he is not going to meetings. So the Torah Bourbet, he got this thing. And that's why he didn't show up in the meeting. It was an important meeting. So Bourbet said, I don't understand why he didn't bring that thing with him. Let him bring that thing with him that he said he doesn't want this thing to, he doesn't want to come because of that thing. So let him bring the thing. This is the idea of a person that is not such thing that he has something and he doesn't want to move, he doesn't want to change. He says, this is my idea and I'm going to do it this way and I'm not going to let... Sometimes you have to do the opposite. And from this Rabbi Akiva became so big. That's the secret of the Gemara. And Rabbi Akiva was bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. He was bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu because he was bigger in his head or something. Because he broke everything. And that's the story of the Gemara says, until age 40 he didn't learn. And until age 40 he said, any rabbi I'm going to see, I want to bite him. He hated religious. He hated fanatic people. Only liked modern. I said, give me Talmid Chacham. I want to bite him like a donkey. I want to bite him like a snake. And all of a sudden changed. Just the opposite. It changed so much that even the Romans, they said they're going to kill whoever is going to teach Torah. And he went and taught Torah. I went to jail because of that. I went to jail because he taught Torah in public. I said, just opposite of the idea that you had in your head, that you run your life. That's what the Gemara says. But Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the video of Rabbi Akiva. I said, look, this is the guy. He's going to reach gate number 50 of understanding of Bina. Because, likewise, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain. And it's Rabbi Elezer HaGadol. I says, the Gemara says, lo sheze gadol mize. The Gemara says, don't think Rabbi Akiva is greater than him. Of course, at the end, Rabbi Akiva was greater. He was greater than Moshe. Of course, he was greater than Rabbi Elezer HaGadol. But at that time, the reason why Hashem brought rain is to tell us, to show us, it's not being measured by how much you know. It's by how much musar, by how much you're working on yourself to become a better person, and you don't hold down to ideas that you have in your head, I'm not going to change. They say, in the beginning people used to take etrogim, they didn't know etrog, what etrog, what etrog. So they came out with this etrogim, they know that they mixed etrogs. Etrog by itself, it's very hard to grow. Today, in our time, it's a bit easier. I mean, I was young, it was very hard to grow etrogim. The tree itself is not strong, the branches. And the fruit itself, until we found nice etrog, I'm talking about 150 years ago, when I was young. Maybe it was longer. So what they used to do, they used to mix etrog with something else. This is, it was today, Baruch Hashem, they have etrogim, and the Chazanish came. So they showed him on the talk, he said, this is real etrog. The rest in the market, all murkavim, all mixed. One in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Diski. This is, the whole market was flooded with what we call fake etrogim, fake. It was very hard to find etrog. Very, very. In Europe, used to bring from Morocco, maybe from Italy. Biskrov, they want to say bracha on it. You have no idea how it was. And all of a sudden they came, and all the rabbanim wrote, started to write letters. They said, listen, this is not the right etrog. You cannot use this etrog. You cannot say bracha on it. It's not etrog. They mix it with lemon. They mix it with something else. Chushchash it's called. They mix it together. Harkama. What's called grafting. I think I'll stop saying lectures in English. Making words here, there, without no concept. Grafting. So was in Am Yisrael at the time, I remember when I was young, people used to say, listen, for the last 30 years, I say bracha on the trog. You come and you tell me now that for the last 30 years, I say bracha on the trog was no good. I'm not changing. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to change. You tell me to walk like this and talk like this and pray like this. I'm not going to change. Too bad. Like I said, America, tough luck. Too bad for you. I'm not changing. That's the problem in life. That's what the Gemara says. That Rabbi Akiva broke everything that he had in his head, just the opposite. As they say, the Gemara says, that's called Avinu Malkenu. When you say Avinu Malkenu, I'm going to say the special Kavanah Avinu Malkenu. But just on the surface, Lema'ancha Rachem Aleinu. He says, I'm nothing. I don't want nothing, I'm nothing. You're the king, sentence number one. Sentence number two, please, for your sake, have mercy on me. Let's say this is Yom Kippur. The first sentence is Rosh Hashanah, Avin Malkenu, Elon Melech Elata. There is no king besides you. That says, 10 days later, 8 days later, is Yom Kippur, is Avinu Malkenu, Lema'ancha Rachem Aleinu. For your sake, have mercy on us. That's it. You say this two sentences, you got the ring. You have everything from Hashem. You say, he's going to pray the whole Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. If that doesn't go up, I say, what do you mean? I did Ta'anit, I did this. You know what? Says the Rambam, you know what the purpose of Ta'anit is? The Rambam says, Hol Ta'anit. The purpose of Ta'anit is to break all your habits. That's the Rambam. In terms of Shotechem, you read the Torah, Hashem said, listen, you have to do Ta'anit on Yom Kippur. Ta'anit starts year before. Don't forget watermelon. Don't forget. Don't forget to eat this. Some people take pills. The Ta'anit should be easier. I don't understand you. The purpose of the Ta'anit is you should break all your habits. It's in the Rambam, in the text. So it's not, when did I finish Musaf? How much, you had a break? Who was the Chazan? What Tzadik? Mekubal. Mekubal Gadol. He can fly in the air too. Daniel Bishop Tetzvi. Also flew in there. It's worthless, the whole praying, the whole thing is zero. Look, Rabbi Lezer HaGadol is praying 24 paragraphs. To Hashem, no rain. Come to little Rabbi Akiva, Avinu Malkenu, Eno Meta, Avinu Malkenu, rain. The whole thing is sheker. The whole thing is sheker. If you don't do that thing, it's nothing. You can pray all Yom Kippur. It means nothing. Pray all Rosh Hashanah, nothing. Nothing. Nothing, you don't understand. Hashem does not listen to you because he didn't listen to Rabbi Eliezer, HaGadol. Why should he listen to you? He's going to listen to Rabbi Akiva. That's it. You got to be like Rabbi Akiva. And that's the secret of Rabbi Akiva. That's what the Gemara says. Start with the Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu sees, Rabbi Akiva is greater than me. What can you do? That's what he did in his lifetime. Age 40 started. By the age 100, he became a dollar door. Nothing. From what? From what? From breaking. From that. Not because he was a genius. The Valiyah Musalsi, Rabbi Akiva was not a genius. He became a knowledgeable person and he knew everything because of the Musar. Starts from the Musar, ends with the Musar. Without this, it's nothing. Zero. Say, this is what they say. It says, what is this power of Reuven? It's called Shabbat Shuva. It says, Hoshea is Reuven's grandson. Reuven. So the Gemara tells us, yet Reuven, when he went and he advised the brothers to put Yosef in the pit, he said, this guy Yosef
had a dream. In a dream, he saw the sun and the moon and 11 stars. It means one of the stars is me. One star is me. So it means what I did, the mistake that I moved Yaakov's bed from Bila's tent to my mother's tent, and Yaakov was so upset at me. I see Yosef had a dream. He saw 11 stars. If I would not have a kapara, then Yosef would have said he would have saw only 10 stars. It means I would be erased. If Yosef saw in a dream 11 stars, it means I'm part of the tribes. It means I'm part of the tribes. It means, even though that I moved my father's bed without his permission, and Yaakov was very upset, still, I'm considered a son. The Gemara says, so therefore, Reuven said, I owe it to Yosef. I owe it to Yosef. So the reason why he stands up for Yosef is because he appreciates Yosef. Akarat atov to Yosef. This is stage one. But it goes a little bit further. Chachamim tell us, how did Yaakov know? Of course, Yaakov had Ruach HaKodesh. How did Yaakov know who moved the bed? Yaakov was in the field with the sheep, came home, went to Bila's tent. He said, where is my bed? I said, somebody took it. Moshe mover. A mover came. Who go? And then he went to Leah's tent, he saw his bed right there. Okay, so maybe it's Reuven. I mean, you don't know for sure, right? Gemara says, you know who told him? Yosef. It's the first Lashon Hara. The first Lashon Hara of Yosef was that. He told Yaakov, Rubi. He moved the bed. So Yaakov Avinu is furious. At the end of his life, Yaakov will not bless Reuven. He'll scream at Reuven. All his life he ignored Reuven. Because Yosef told him. Maybe he would find out by himself at Ruach HaKodesh. But at the end, Yosef told him. So this is the first.